Ask Ryan and Bart how to do that. How to choose things. How to react. Two real smart guys will tell you how to do that. How to do that podcast show.
Welcome to How to Do That. This is the season finale. Alongside Lulu and Jenny and Bart Kristoff, I'm Ryan Glanzer. What's welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Mr. RG.
Yes, yes. We've talked about the past. We've talked about the present. What's tonight's episode about, Bart?
The past.
How to train cats to speak German.
Oh, yes. Oh. Ich bin 13
Jahre alt. What did you just say?
I am 13 years old. Which is about the age of cat would be.
So I think now, since we're talking about the future...
The future, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. You know, I've just been thinking about what my air name should be. And I think it should be Jen-Jen.
Jen-Jen?
Your air name? What does that mean?
Like her on-air name.
Oh, yeah. Your on-air name.
Your air name.
Or like my air name.
I thought H-E-I-R, like heir to the O'Henry fortune.
Heir to the Jen-Jen.
Heir to the Jen-Jen.
So, from now until the future, into the future.
Oh, Ryan, do you want to be Rai-Rai Glanzer?
Rai-Rai? Sure, sure.
B-b-b-Bart.
I mean, she's Lulu. I want to be Jin Jin.
And I want to be Baba Art.
Baba Black Cheeks.
Baba Butt Cheeks.
All right, so tonight we are going to discuss, or today, or whatever time you're listening to this podcast at, the future.
The future. Future.
And our sponsor is BeSocialAustin.com, also known as BeSocialAustin, also known as the place where you can do the karaoke league that starts on May 24th.
That league is starting soon.
Or read the donut article.
Oh, yes. Make sure, BeSocialAustin.com, there are blog articles. One of them is the top Austin donut places. But since this particular podcast is nationwide, we have a lot of podcasts. Articles on howtodothat.co, which are mostly written by Mr. Ryan Glanzer.
If by mostly you mean exclusively, yes.
Wow. Okay.
I'm still waiting for those bodily function articles, I tell you.
Give me some time.
I'll write one for Be Social Austin soon.
All right.
All you would need is one episode at the toilet to write at least 6 articles, I think.
I think if I just did a live Facebook feed on the toilet.
Perfect. No blurred out.
No.
Excruciating detail what your rectum is going through.
No.
Okay.
And the after.
Off topic just slightly.
Yeah, because if you were to take a live video of that and you were to blur anything out, it would probably be my penis, which is larger than most people's bodies. So... it would be most of the video would be blurred out.
That's notice how nobody laughed. That's because we all know
that's
it to
we
be
know
true.
That's because we know. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, so how do we plan for the future?
By taking a shot of Fireball.
Oh. Yeah.
Lulu, you devil.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To season one.
That just ain't right.
And we ended season one on my favorite number.
26?
Nope. But you know what? We ended it on 26.
Uh-huh, that we did.
So that's not right. Anyone's favorite number.
Whose favorite number is 26? Because we just said
there's got to be some athletes who are number 26.
Do you know what 2 plus 6 is?
8.
Do you know what 6 divided by 2 is?
3.
Do you know what 3 plus 8 is?
11.
Good job. That's all I got.
That's your number?
It's 2 ones.
Oh, Lord.
Jesus
oh
Christ. Okay.
Moving on.
Well,
how many fireballs?
We were going to start out with kind of a little round table here where we see ourselves in a few years from now. Because I put 1, 5, 10, 25, 50. If we each went around and did that, that'd be the whole episode.
Yeah.
But if you're in a job interview, a lot of times the interviewer will ask you, Lulu, where do you see yourself 5 years down the road? What would you tell him?
Always
or
tell
her.
Okay, I'm going to answer for Lulu.
Nope, please. I don't want to hear your answer for Lulu.
Always tell a job interviewer at their company.
No.
5 years from now?
Nope.
Their company. That's
I will
the
be
right answer.
A stay-at-home dog mom of at least 5 dogs. and maybe some children if my womb will allow them to grow in it successfully.
Good one.
Thanks.
If that's your honest answer, then yeah.
No, I really want
no,
to
No, I know.
A
it was just weird
mom.
The way that was said.
I would love to be a
if
stay-at-home
my
dad.
Womb will allow them to
Some
grow.
People have a hostile environment. If you ever watch Friends, Monica had a hostile environment.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and Chandler had...
He had issues and so did she. The two,
yes,
they
the
cannot
two combination
procreate.
Was not good.
Oh.
But that has nothing to do with where we necessarily see ourselves.
It's where
oh, no.
I see myself.
The question is, okay, let's go, let's just go to the max. 50.
50
years. 50
years.
So we're going to, I'm going to be 85. You're going to
be
85. How old are you going to be, Lulu? 82.
82.
And Miss Jenny?
77.
All right, so let's start with Miss Jenny. Where are you, in 50 years, where do you see yourself?
Oh, God.
At
77. I better be retired. I better have some grandchildren who rub my feet.
Rub your feet.
Push me around in the wheelchair.
You're going to be in a wheelchair?
Oh, sure.
Why? You're going to be in a wheelchair?
I mean,
all those donuts.
With all the donuts.
Yeah. I mean,
she'll be
where
as big as her house.
Seeing your
yeah.
grandchildren rub your
who,
bunions?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Grandchildren who will rub my bunions and who will be feeding me
feeding
donuts.
You. Like a hamster?
Donuts. And they better only feed me donuts.
You'll
and
be sitting on a donut in that wheelchair. All
right, Panzer. Right? Where do you see yourself?
I better be doing
50 years.
I better be doing episode number 35, 15 of How to Do That. Yeah, joining as always, Ryan Blanton, Mark Kristoff. We've done everything. How to get your dentures out of your ass. I don't know.
I hope they never get into your ass.
How to, well, I'm going to get in there.
How to pass this goddamn kidney stone. Or whatever. Yeah.
How to poop on the regular. That's
yeah.
a big one.
Oh.
Do you think... I'm just... This is... I know you're going to be mad when I ask you this question, but
oh,
in 50 years, do you think that the Minnesota Twins will still be a team?
Yeah, but they will not have won any titles.
No titles.
Okay,
no team I have.
Do you think it's possible that, like, in 50 years... that things will change so much that, like, maybe sports won't be as big as they are.
Ooh, that's
now.
A good question.
It's
too.
Possible.
Will
I
they
think
be
it's
like
very,
robots?
I feel like it. I feel like it's in the near, like, not the near future, but in the future at some point. I think the sports world will fade out.
Yeah.
I think it's only going upward. But
I
they're
well,
gonna be robots.
I do understand what you're saying, but I also feel like. There's so many people that have, like, disability... that's not the word I'm looking for. Disabling things that happen because of their injuries during, like, football or whatever. Not necessarily baseball. Not necessarily soccer. Like, you're still able to function. But, like, football especially,
mm-hmm.
I could see fading out.
NFL as we know it? Yeah, I could
yeah.
see that being gone.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
50 years, you see the NFL?
Maybe not
I could
50,
see it going
20. But I don't know. I just think sports in general, I think with the new generations coming up, like, I just don't think it's becoming as
I disagree
big
when you have
deal.
Parents who are as passionate. Like, I've always been a huge sports person my whole life. I grew up playing softball. Like, my kids, they will have their choice, but, like, I will encourage them. Glanzer, I can see you doing the same with baseball.
But think,
like,
about the influences now. Like, I feel like now, I mean, even nowadays, your influences are almost not even as, like, as much on from your parents anymore. It's social media. It's technology, which is, like, influencing us even more. Like, I mean, look at, like, the bullying
so you think
on
e-sports.
Social media. Like, I mean, how kids from the age of two are obsessed with, an iPad.
So it depends on your passion.
So do you think 50 years from now we'll be living on Mars?
No.
I personally won't be.
Hmm.
Maybe I would be. I don't know.
For
God's sakes, I don't want to think about it.
Did you see the new show on Netflix, Lost in Space?
Yes, I did. I saw it all start to finish.
I didn't watch it.
I heard good
things. One day.
It's good. And it talks kind of about that. It's like...
It's pretty cool.
There's a thing that happens on Earth, makes people have to kind of migrate out.
So do they still play baseball?
No.
Soccer?
No.
Somebody somewhere has been playing
baseball. There's no sports. Like, in that world, it's more like, I think things are coming to an end, so it's more like we either leave Earth,
it's survival,
to save our lives,
yeah,
or
okay.
Like, all right. Yeah.
Well, I don't think that will happen in 50 years. I hope not.
Yeah.
But
it's not like the main character that's a kid that has a baseball and teaches a robot how to throw it at him, but.
Okay. Oh, you seem so sad.
It's the start of a baseball league.
All right, so what job do we see ourselves having down the road?
Yeah,
Lanzer, let's start with you.
I ain't going to be email marketing manager forever, I tell you that right now.
Yeah?
I don't want to do that. I have long yearned to be the owner and operator of a small town bar.
Oh
yes!
I was really hoping that he was gonna go with small town local donut shop, but
hey, we could sell donuts.
Yeah, we could sell donuts.
Oh,
in the bar.
Stop!
Don't
bite off more than you can chew.
I'm talking all to right.
town. What if you're the chef?
I'm no chef, so that will just go
maybe
down
the
real fast.
Maybe bar is Barna.
I have had your cookies, and they're delightful.
From the package, yes.
Yeah, the package is great.
That's a euphemism for something. I don't know.
All right. So it sounds like you two have similar goals, Ryan and Bart. For me, yeah, like if I could just have like a lot of dogs and just like take over.
That's what my mom would say
too.
Yeah.
She
just wants to do dog things.
I want to walk them. I want to pet them. I want to feed them. I want to give them pretty sparkly headbands and... Costumes. Well, maybe collars is a better way.
Can't you think of the bar patrons at the Glanzer Christoph bar that need headbands?
We
will allow dogs at our bar.
I appreciate headbands more than anybody. I own so many of them. I will make sparkly headbands for your patrons. I will make any sort of
Glanzer has a beagle, so he's definitely allowing a dog at the bar, right? Like, you can't not allow dogs at your bar.
What if I volunteer to clean up all the poop?
There'll be an area. What kind of, what is
yeah,
that?
An outdoor area.
There'll be
you
an
can't
area
have
for
them
dogs.
Everywhere.
We'll have to talk about this.
Oh, okay.
An outdoor area. I mean, I think dogs allowed on that.
I just don't... I feel like I am passionate about quite a few things, but, like, the most thing I'm passionate about is, like, I just love dogs so much, and, like, I feel like there's so many that need saving, and I can't save them all, and, like, I just want to. So, like, they're so welcome at your bar.
All right. On the roof. We'll have a roof area.
We'll call it a woof top.
Oh. God damn it. You just solved our whole... That's our marketing.
Oh, my God. I was going to say,
that
you better claim that...
patent number. Right,
but do you go woof top or rough top? Because it's really... They're both pretty close.
We're both really
woof top
good.
Is good. Okay.
Woof.
Jen, what about you?
You know, I would love to say that I would be a professional donut taster... In the
somebody's got to do it,
but on an even better note, I would love for someone, probably not me, to come up with something a donut actually that tastes exactly like a regular donut but has zero calories. If you can
yes.
come up with that, I would be the happiest, healthiest.
I think it depends on what
that could be
you.
Use.
It's so, like that Seinfeld where they're like.
So,
I've been going to the yogurt shop that has zero.
I'm throwing that idea out there for somebody. Please hear me. Please, people.
There's got to be something close. Somebody's had to have thought of this moment.
I'm going
like
to work on this for you.
Yeah. I mean, like, it has to taste like an actual donut. And so, but realistically, right now, I do high-risk pregnancy ultrasounds, and honestly, I think that's probably where I'll be still. I mean, I feel like I still have such a passion for the job, and I still love doing it, and I think that's still what I'm going to be doing for a while, as long as my body ables.
As many of us know on the show already, we do the same occupation. I do not think my body will persist throughout the years. That is why I have not said that that will be my job. Because
it is it is a very muscle stress.
I want everyone to know that the two Ryans are drawing penises on their papers.
I'm making mine way more graphic on his. His was very cartoonish. Looks like a cannon, yeah, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, the balls aren't even attached.
No, things are happening. So what is our living situation in the future?
In the future.
Probably on the streets. I'm just kidding.
Do you see yourself in Austin long term?
I don't know.
Does Austin still exist?
In its current form, no. It'll be so big that where I'm at now will be considered downtown, basically. Which is up by Round Rock.
Probably.
That's really where it's going. That's not even an exaggeration.
I feel like the Domain is almost the new downtown now.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah.
And so here's the question, because I know we did what's our living situation, but what are the obstacles? Oh my god, what is happening behind me?
Terrible karaoke is happening.
What are the obstacles that we see ourselves having to overcome?
I think resources is going to be a big thing because we are destroying our planet faster than we can keep up with.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't realize it. And that's like this kind of like the sickness that we're like.
Yeah, the last white rhino to exist just died.
No, I think we're talking more like global warming.
I never see what you're talking about, but fucking white rhino just died. Can everybody just settle down on the white rhino? Because, like, what's happening? Why are you guys like, oh, who cares about the white rhino? The fucking white rhino just
20 I years. I think, like, ever, like, all
how
the
many
plants...
times did you visit the white rhino? Well, it was
It doesn't matter. I can't get there. I can't move there. I can't do anything. But here's the point. The fucking white rhino died.
There might be one that we don't know about, right? There could be.
No,
there
it's should a be. Fucking dead white rhino.
There could be.
There's several that we don't know about.
They still have cells somewhere. They can clone it.
The point is that there's a lot of things that are happening that like are out of our control completely that like we can't stop necessarily right now. And like we also don't know how terribly it's affecting our world. And I feel like our living situation is going to be like, yes, beam me up to Mars because... I don't know.
I think it's going to be, honestly, if it doesn't, I think we'll be lucky if it doesn't affect our generation. If it doesn't affect our generation, it's definitely going to affect our children's generation.
I bet there is no Florida by the time my kid is like 45. You know, I bet Florida's just
gone. If things
are
going
by the time your kid is 45,
it'll be gone. It'll be gone.
Wait, how old is your kid now?
3.
Alright, so how old are you now?
35. Right. So by the time I'm 70...
Well, I'm doing math!
By the time I'm 70... It was just a number I threw out there, okay? Florida's not going to be around for much longer. That's what I'm saying.
But I mean, they even say that California can break off, though.
Yeah. California can break off and sink. That's all. Yeah. You just don't know.
I think that's why everyone's
going to go to South Padre Island.
I think Stacey has a good point, though. I think, like...
There's no Stacey on the show.
I think the obstacles...
Stacey Augman, the former NBA player she was talking about.
I think the obstacles are definitely going to be more, like, earthly, worldly, bigger obstacles than... I mean, honestly, and, like, the way that Trump's ruling this government right now, we could be in wars. You know, who knows?
What does Lulu think?
I mean, we could, you know, I mean, with, I mean, the way, the rate that things are going, you know, I mean, I think that anything's possible. I think we could be in horrible wars. Maybe the U.S. will be taken over by another country.
No.
Okay, you just never know. I just think that anything is possible.
Two weeks ago when France's, was it president or prime minister, whatever, Macron came to the U.S. and spoke to the Senate about global warming and we have to take action with Trump standing right there. I thought that was very powerful.
Wait, was that when Trump was trying to hold Melania's hand and it didn't work?
I don't know.
That sounds like a pretty frequent.
But yeah, I was going to say. Trump won't say, but we had Macron come over and he's given the whole speech to Senate about this is real. You need to focus on it. Put your silly oil money aside. There will be no planet in 50 years.
Right.
There is no planet B, he said.
Right.
So it's pretty obvious that other countries kind of get it. So I
feel like it's kind of, especially the United States, I feel like we are very money hungry, money focused, money driven. And so it's almost like we live in the now. And how much money we can get right now, how much money we have right now.
It's not even about like money. Well, money doesn't even exist. Pleasure. It's fake. Like, I don't care how this affects
somebody
anybody.
Else. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, this is what brings me joy
right now.
For these next 5 minutes, like, I will drink these 6 bottles of water and I will not take off the rings and I will choke many ducks.
I'm going to shoot my gun.
I know that's really weird.
Wow.
What? Don't they put
Lulu
the
went on a bottles? Weird little.
Lulu!
Well, those are obstacles.
Yeah.
They are obstacles. But it's like an obstacle course, but the ducks don't get the obstacles.
Yeah.
I thought you said dogs.
I mean, okay, there is.
No, ducks.
Let's just be honest. There is a definite path of destruction that most of us are scared of. However, at the same time, there is more time than most politicians will allow you to believe exists. But there is that path of destruction that the politicians are kind of trying to shy away from and say it doesn't exist and this and that.
And a lot of idiots believe every word. Yes.
And they believe that they have forever. So that's the thing. You have to look at the thing. Oh, I don't need to recycle. Well, maybe you do. Oh, I don't need to worry about water in the future. Well, maybe you do. Oh, I don't need to.
It seems like a very, like, self-centered point of view because, no, they probably really don't have to worry about it.
No, they don't. Right?
No, they don't.
Exactly.
And here's the thing.
But you know
what?
And
what is the big inconvenience that you have to deal with as a person? What is the worst inconvenience you have to deal with as a person? Oh, I have to fucking put my...
pay my bills.
Yeah, pay my bills. Put my number 2 recyclable in the recycling bin. I have to...
I mean, I think... I think though, like, I mean, if things go really like how
you
it's...
You can't talk.
I think if things are really going the way that they're predicting with the global warming and things like that, money is not going to matter.
No.
Money is going to be nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
Have you guys seen the movie or the show Westworld? You will understand.
I mean, the things that are going to matter are going to be food, water.
Yeah, Northern Canada is going to be as populous now as Texas is now. I'm just going to be like, that's the only place left.
In Canada.
Buy your plot of land in Nunavut right now.
Nunavut?
That's the province up there.
Speaking of Nunavut, how to visit all the places you want to go.
Oh, in the future, how do we visit all? Well, I want to go to all 30 baseball stadiums.
Well, but this is part of the next, because it looks like this is a little discombobulated. Because how to visit all the places you want to go is part of how to make your bucket list. I feel like
we can just put those together.
Yeah, let's just put it all together. So, Glanzer, do you have some bucket list destinations?
I do, actually.
Name them.
I would like to hike a major trail, like the Pacific Crest Trail or the Appalachian Trail.
Mm.
Like one of those ones that would take a few months.
Wow, really?
A few months?
I would like to, yeah.
So would you would take off work for that? Would you?
It'd probably be like an in-between job sort of thing.
I was
going to
say, how
would
you?
An in-between job?
I would probably quit a job to do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
I don't think you would get 4 months off.
Yeah.
I want to see all 30 baseball stadiums or any future ones.
Oh,
that's something I
have on my bucket list is to definitely go to all the baseball stadiums.
How many have you been to? I've been to 15, so I'm halfway there.
I'm probably about the same. Yeah. I would have to sit here and think about them all, but that sounds about right.
Yeah, some of mine are no longer functional, like the Metrodome or RFK Stadium or the old Yankee Stadium, but... So I've got a long ways to go.
I don't know that I've been to any of the ones that are decommissioned.
Oh, really?
I've been to Cincinnati.
Well, they had an
Rockies,
old one.
Rockies.
Anyway, well, where I want to go to is, I've always wanted, I don't know, since I was like a little, Lulu has the hiccups, pardon
her. Somebody scare her.
but I've always wanted to go to Fiji. I don't know why that has been, that's always just been.
Is it because of the water?
Yes, the Fiji water, obviously. But that's always been something that's always stuck with me. I don't know why specifically, but I mean, I just heard it's really beautiful. And like the Great Barrier Reef is kind of pretty close to there. Also, a place I would love to visit is Italy. I've actually never been anywhere in Europe.
Huh.
And Italy is. Actually, I'm hoping for my 30th birthday to be able to take a couple weeks and actually travel through different parts of Italy as my first big Europe trip.
Bucket list items, absolutely. Yeah.
So I think it's, I don't know, I mean, how do you plan on accomplishing those? How do you plan on... You know,
I don't do the normal bucket list. You can't just say those things.
You can't just say traveling things?
No. What? No! I give up on that. So here's my thing. I say, like, I want to go to Japan. But I want to go on a bullet train. And because I want to go on the bullet train, I want to be on a bullet train and draw a picture of a bullet traveling... the bullet train.
Wow.
While I'm on the bullet train.
That's very specific.
So my thing is I have to be very specific about what I do. Otherwise, I feel like it's...
So basically, you just get on the bullet train and then the rest is pretty easy.
But that's what I
gotta draw the bullet on
but
the bullet
train. But I mean, like, how do you plan for those things? Like, how do you see... Like the question is, how do you visit the places that you want to go? How do you come up with the money, the resources? Like, do you...
Do a couple lawn jobs.
And the thing
Uber,
is,
Lyft.
I don't think everybody necessarily finishes their bucket lists, right?
Yeah.
You just try to get a few items off if you can. Right?
Do any of you have a 50, like a 50? I have a 50 item. I don't know if anyone else has a 50 item bucket list or any bucket list.
I have a 600 bucket list.
600?
No, I have zero.
I don't have anything written down, but there were definitely things I wanted to do. Like swimming with dolphins was always one of my biggest ones. I did that in the Bahamas, and that was amazing. And then, like, skydiving, I just recently did last month. And that was, I mean, incredible. I think things like that, like, I don't know. I'm more of, like, a bit of a risk taker, so I like the really... like adrenaline, cool things. Like I would love to go bungee jumping somewhere. I think that would be really neat.
I would like to meet a president. I think I would like that.
Would be really...
Not Trump, but somebody else.
But I feel like that's hard to say. That's your bucket list, say, because that's harder to do. Like you can definitely easily skydive, right? You can say, I can go skydive.
It's tangible.
But like meeting Ronald Reagan or whoever, that's impossible.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, he's dead.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I know a lot of people who have, like, shaken hands with the president. It's not impossible. It'd be difficult.
Who would you want to shake hands with?
I mean, Obama or the... Or
so
Bush
how would
or
you...
Clinton,
okay, so, like, me personally, I would love to shake hands with Elon Musk. I don't think there's any way I can do that. And he wasn't even a president.
No.
I think you can make it where you're more likely to run into him. You can, like, plan things... I don't know. I think there's ways around it. If you have enough money, damn, you can make whoever the heck you want.
Well, I don't have that much
money. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
but...
sure.
Well, you could apply for a job at SpaceX.
You could keep writing them letters every day.
Yeah, maybe Elon will listen
to
our podcast.
You should stalk him so that you have to appear in court.
There you go.
Then he'll be in court and you can shake his hand.
Yeah, I'm sure he would love it.
I did this all for this, Elon.
I just wanted to do is shake your hand.
I'm sure his lawyers don't just show up for him.
Well, yeah,
has anyone met celebrities?
Many, yeah, of course.
Who?
Many.
Meatloaf, for one.
Oh, that's right. I did see the picture with you and Meatloaf.
Yes.
That's a great one. And so there are people that have that on their bucket list. I would love to meet Meatloaf.
That was on my bucket list.
And you met him.
I did.
That's cool.
I brought my son as well. I got out of work. And I more than anything, I wanted a picture. I didn't care about an autograph. I wanted the picture. So I could
look back on it. What did you say to him?
Oh, I don't even want to. You know, actually, I was being filmed the whole time I met him. I was on Oprah.
That's right.
The Oprah Network. Where Are They Now? Hosted by Oprah. It was a Where Are They Now Meatloaf episode, and they were filming at Waterloo Records here in Austin when I was there. So I didn't even realize what they were filming for until long after, like months later, somebody's like, dude, I just saw you on the Oprah Network. I'm like, really? So I'd given them an interview and everything, no idea what I was being
filmed. So you got to meet your hero.
Yes.
So that's a no regrets situation.
That was definitely a bucket list item.
Can I tell you something really embarrassing that happened when I met
your mother?
I did not meet my mother.
Oh. You didn't meet your mother?
In an embarrassing way.
Oh.
I mean, it was embarrassing for her, but I was young and didn't remember.
Okay.
So one day I was driving in a car with my boyfriend at the time, and
scandalous.
And I said, I want you to listen to this band that I like. And I was like, I wonder whatever happened to them. And I looked it up, and guess what? They were going to be in Austin, like, a week later. Okay. So I'm like, I'm going to get us tickets. So I get us tickets, and we go, to their merch tent, because they're working their own merch tent after their set.
Wow.
And I, of course, was like, oh, I'm not going to buy, like, any of their t-shirts or sweatshirts. I was like, do you guys have can koozies? They were like, we do. We have these, like, $2 can koozies. And I was like, all right, we'll take two. So we gave them a $5. And they gave me my dollar back. And I said, no, you keep it. How embarrassing! You don't tail for fucking merchandise. Oh my god! And I love this band, and I was like, I cannot.
You tipped.
I tipped on
I think it was probably gratefully accepted.
No, right? I guarantee you. No. They were probably like, fuck your dollar. Like, you should have bought our $30 like t-shirt. This.
Oh, thanks.
I've never heard of a band running their own merch tent.
So maybe not the most, like, popular band that anyone, like,
although,
not...
I did...
Bon Jovi does that,
but... Space Hog, Eve 6, that concert I went to at the... I mean, those are pretty big bands, yeah. But they ran their own merch then.
Did they? Eve 6?
Eve 6.
So there are certain bands that are, like, really cool about it, and they want to meet their fans, so they will run their own merch tent and sell you their stuff, and, like, that was pretty much... I don't know why I brought that story up, but, like, it was terribly embarrassing.
Oh. Well, it ties into my whatever I said to Meatloaf, which was really embarrassing.
Oh, you said something embarrassing.
What did you say?
We spoke for a whole minute, and the only thing I talked about was how he should sign the label, the record that he was signing. Oh, you can spell it this way or something. It was really lame. Our conversation was very unmemorable. The picture, though.
The picture is fabulous.
That's good. That's the dialogue what you needed.
So Lulu, did you give us a real bucket item list yet, or besides meeting the band that sold their merch?
You know, I don't know that I really have that many things that I'm, like, desperate. I really want to go to Oktoberfest in Germany.
And you're
going to
do that.
I am going this year, I think. But, you know...
If her significant other lets her.
No.
My PTO
situation with my job, going back to our work-life balance shit. I need that to work out. But, I don't know, man. I would love to meet... so many people. Like, I love the Beach Boys.
You know who I would love to meet?
I went to their concert. I would love to meet them. I would have loved to meet Dennis, but he's no longer with us. Like, I love so many people I want to meet.
Mm.
I would love to meet, and I would convince her to be my best friend. Taylor Swift.
Yes, obviously.
Obvious.
Like, we could talk for days about those exes. No,
hey, Jenny, let's hear your...
Oh, well, she's got plenty to say.
Let's hear a rendition of her song.
Oh, we're going to say that for another day.
Hold on, you ready?
Love that stupid old pickup truck you never let me drive.
That's pretty good. Not good.
No, it's the leather. Because the leather in here sounds like we're fighting. How to plan for your retirement.
Oh, just I'm no good at that. Screw it. I throw a little bit in the 401k and hope for the best.
Do you know what I accidentally did, you guys?
Oh, yes. This is just great.
So I accidentally added 9% of my check was going to my 401k, which makes sense
that's
to me.
That's quite a bit.
I mean, that's a decent amount. I would say almost a large amount. Yeah. For someone of your age.
Above average.
Yeah.
But on top of that, I accidentally added...
There's a large amount for someone above my age. 8%
of my check to our employee stock purchase plan. So now 17% of my bi-weekly paycheck is going toward either 401k or employee stock purchase plan.
How she was able to live, I don't know.
Wow. I guess I'm married, and I have a significant other that can help support the paycheck that is no longer coming in.
Yeah, so you didn't even necessarily notice for a while.
Somehow this accidentally happened. I don't know how this accidentally thing happened.
But I will say I'm looking, I don't know if any of you have, like, a thing that tells you you're, like, your retirement age. I'm contributing so much of my paycheck. And mine still says I can't retire till I'm 73 years old.
But yet I'm contributing half of what Stacy or Lulu is, and my fit age to retire is 62. So
well done.
So there you go. Apparently,
so
5 years.
Don't contribute more.
Yeah.
My retirement age is as long as my penis.
You would have been retired as a baby, basically.
Yeah.
Hey. Now, hopefully we'll get some inheritances from somewhere, right? I mean, you've all got, like, I mean, heaven forbid. You know,
I would never count on that.
Yeah, but hold on. How many siblings you got?
I don't think that's a thing anymore.
You're done.
Well, I come from a farm, so there must be some, like, farmland there.
Yeah.
But you have to do some with it.
Sheep?
You have sheep?
Can we build a bar on it?
You would be shocked. Land is worth a lot, especially farming land. It is worth a lot. I'm from Nebraska, and I just know, like, the land value there, like, just the farm is actually worth a lot of money. Is that thing nowadays? I think a lot of people used to.
Well, and they tax a lot on that, don't they?
No, it's all free.
It's free?
Yes.
Yeah, so here's what we're going to say.
Anything that your inheritance money is tax-free.
Oh.
So what do we think the world will be like when we're all super old? Because we got 2 35-year-olds. We have a... What are you, Jenny?
22.
I certainly hope the world is a place that gets rid of these wrinkles, because I can't take them anymore.
No, so where are we going to be? What things will be invented? How's it going to... Are we going to have time travel by then?
We're definitely going to have hovercrafts.
There will be no time traveling. You know how I know? I would have come back in time and visited myself and told me by now that time travel is going to be a thing.
Oh,
and I haven't been here to tell myself that, so I know it can't happen.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So no time travel. Are we going to be living on
other
planets?
But maybe you can afford a time travel machine in the future.
Maybe forward. Forward only.
Maybe you don't live very
far. Are we going to be living on other planets?
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry.
What? I didn't catch that?
I said maybe you don't live very, like...
Long? Oh, God.
Into that future of time travel.
You know what I think is going to happen? I think they're going to redo...
Oh, boy.
The Saved by the Bell episode.
I knew it.
How do you know?
Well, you know what? If Glanzer wasn't wearing a Limp Bizkit hat...
you do look like... What's his name again?
Fred Durst.
Fred Durst.
No relation to Robert
Durst. What things
will
be invented? I think, honestly, I don't know. I mean... I would think something's going to be invented. I think at some point, honestly, I think that we're all going to have to wear
some sort of like identification devices. Like, I think at some point we'll either have something like implanted into us, like into like
according to the Bible, skin, yeah.
There was a Black Mirror episode where they put a grain under here.
Yeah, like or different things like that really like that identify you or your DNA or I don't know.
You can actually get things right now.
Yeah.
Well, there's definitely going to be artificial intelligence. We might all be dead.
I mean, because
they might
in your
kill
opinion.
Us. No, there's definitely when we're
Hi,
old.
Christoph, are
artificial.
You thinking about Westworld right now?
No, in general.
I mean, I am thinking like that. Definitely like robotics.
They already made a computer that can beat a man at chess. You don't think there's gonna be a computer that can?
That was in like the 1980s.
Exactly, exactly my point.
Well, I mean, robots are able to do surgeries and things like that. I mean, there.
You don't think there's gonna be a Fred Durst lookalike?
Dictating
but they're programmed. Going. Like a lot of them are programmed, so it's not like someone's behind the machine.
Yes.
Well, surgeries, yes, but like. A lot of the different things, like
the reason
someone
why
was
they
showing
use
me like a robotic like thing for baking and things,
okay,
like cooking and things like that.
Okay, but who's printing. Supplying the ingredients? Who's doing all that work to get the shit there? There is still a human component. To
but
it.
Once you like, once it's so easy to take out that component though, because think about it, like think about okay.
Like hackers, some rogue engineer is gonna make
well,
a...
no, forget that. Here's the thing. You have a human that says, I want this robot to learn on its own. And so they put as much knowledge into it as they can from the human race, but at the same time,
they
the thing
no
is gonna start learning on its own. So there are different factors to that. Is it a baby? Is it a smarter than a baby? We don't know.
There was
I think honestly anything's possible. I think that like technology has like exponentially increased and exploded in just our generation. And so I think that I mean just in the past like 5-10 years, the things that that we were never able to do, we're able to do.
It is pretty incredible.
I mean the
in still not a creepy way.
So, because of that, what are the TV shows or movies that...
Saved by the Bell.
They have a reboot of. And hold on. What are some of the TV shows and movies that you watched a reboot of recently?
Okay, I think Mannequin needs a reboot, the movie. That, because that movie was pretty incredible. And it was, like, a really old movie. But
well,
Saved by the Bell really needs a reboot.
Okay,
because
doesn't...
Mark Paul Gossier is, like, so bomb.
I think what'll end up happening is, like... Obviously, The Walking Dead is not over with yet.
The Walking Dead is the worst show that's ever existed.
Oh, my God.
The noises that come out of that give you nightmares.
The
worst. You're
Lulu
right.
Is the
Freudian
worst.
Slip. Absolutely.
No. By far, Walking Dead is an awesome show. And I think eventually they will, like, reboot it or remake it.
What about Back to the Future? You think they should reboot that?
No.
It
good.
Has to be... the same actors, and they are incapable, I think, so...
I agree.
I think the Breaking Bad universe needs another show after Better Call Saul. I think they gotta go somewhere else with that.
Yeah, but did you read the article that said, what's his name?
Breaking Bad
Cranston?
Was a prequel to...
Bryan Cranston
Walking
hated...
Dead?
Oh. He doesn't miss... No, he didn't hate it, but he didn't miss... He doesn't miss it. He doesn't want to do it.
Right, right. Not, but
I read an article that Breaking Bad is a prequel to The Walking Dead.
There was like one common thread in there that made some sense.
To watch it.
Sorry about that. It's not true.
No, they even said in The Walking Dead they found blue meth.
Yeah.
They haven't found that yet.
It's all connected.
It's
all connected. It's not.
Anyway,
weirdos trying to connect them.
So TV show wise, we don't know. We've seen the sequel to Full House. I mean, obviously.
What about like shows that are on right now that like haven't even finished yet? Like
How to Get Away with Murder.
Like Westworld.
Yeah.
They could get away with it easier if there's no fingerprints. Maybe we should get rid of all of our fingerprints and our DNA. Maybe
I guarantee we haven't seen the last of Urkel.
I love Steve Urkel.
Family matters.
Is it Urkel or is it Stefan Urkel?
Wait, he ended as Stefan, right? In that horrible finale where he went into space and Laura fell in love with him?
Well, she was in love with him from...
Jenny didn't know. She's too young.
Yep.
Yeah, wow. That it moved to CBS in its later years and it just changed the
mother.
What
about Snick?
Do we see a return of Snick?
Oh, now that
where we have Tails.
Are you afraid of the dark?
Are you afraid of the dark? We have Ren and Stimpy. We have, what else do we have on
Goosebumps?
Snick? No, that was not a part of it.
You said Keenan and Kel, right?
I did not.
Oh, Keenan and Kel.
What happened to Goosebumps?
That was not on Snick.
What about, you said all that? The Amanda Show?
No. Goosebumps!
Amanda, she needs some attention, and then she can come back.
Amanda Bynes lives around here, I think.
She's in a bad place right
she
now.
She did in Cedar Park.
Yeah.
Anyway, anyways, you should visit us online at Facebook at howtodothat.co, Twitter at, and Instagram at howtodothat.co. And contact us or call our line at 512-640-9715. Tell us.
Speaking of which, did you have a voicemail?
We had a voicemail, and there was a huge cliffhanger for the season finale.
Yeah,
I think we should play that.
We had to delete it.
No.
It got deleted.
It did not.
However,
I don't think
we're going to tell the huge cliffhanger because here's what happens.
What happens?
So, Mr. Ryan Glanzer has a giant announcement to make, but he can't make it right now because we're going through a time of uncertainty. And so during that time of uncertainty, we all need to come together and just rely on certainty. So because of that, Mr. Ryan Glanzer will reveal after this season and in season two at the beginning what has happened and perspired. Because we use perspire because we both sweat a lot.
But future. You had a voicemail, didn't you?
That voicemail was deleted.
Here, I'm going to play it.
I'm calling in a bomb threat to How to Do That podcast. You all have 3 minutes to live. Again, a bomb threat to How to Do That podcast. Get out of the common interest now.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Did you guys hear that?
I'm getting out.
I heard it. I gotta go.
Definitely getting out.
Well, that's it for this season.
And so you can listen to us on the podcast at iTunes, podcast app, Google Play, Stitcher, Blueberry, and of course our website, howtodothat.co. But next season, Mr. Ryan Glanzer will have a giant announcement to make. So big that it might
make
penetrate most buttholes.
Wow. Well, delete that last part.
Yep.
How to do
that? Oh, that's worse than what he just did. Okay.
All right, how to do that? Season one.
Thank you very much.
Adios.
Bye.
Ask Ryan and Bart how to do that. How to choose things. How to react. Two real smart guys will tell you how to do that. How to do that.